Lots of healthcare experts say Vermont is heading for a shortage of primary care doctors, especially in rural areas. And the problem starts in doctors' training. A new residency program aims to change that. It just needs state funding. My colleague, science and health reporter Lexi Krupp, has been looking into it and is here to tell us about it. Hey, Lexi.
Hi.
Okay, so tell us about this program.
Right now, there's only one place in Vermont where family medicine doctors can do their training after medical school. That's at the University of Vermont Medical Center. And they are maxed out. They graduate 6 doctors a year, and they can't take any more. So a group of healthcare workers has been trying to set up another family medicine residency program in Vermont based in smaller communities. I went to Lamoille Health Partners in Morrisville to learn more about it.
Hi, nice to meet you, Melissa.
Nice to meet you.
Hi, this is Nicole.
I met Dr. Melissa Valensky. She's the medical director there, and Nicole Marchetaire, the administrator of this new program. Their offices are across the street from Copley Hospital. There's a view of the mountains outside the front door. Inside, there's a big jungle mural next to pediatric exam rooms.
One day, we hope to have residents here. We think this would be a great place to train future doctors. So,
a few years ago, Valensky and her colleagues got $500,000 from the federal government to develop a training program for family medicine residents based at several community health centers around the state. Since then, they've been busy writing curriculum, training faculty, and figuring out logistics. Then, just last month, they officially got academic accreditation for the new program.
So, Lexi, what will this program look like in practice?
To start off, the program would train residents at the health center and hospital in Morrisville and at Gifford Medical Center in Randolph. It's pretty small. They would graduate 4 residents a year. But when they're up and running with a full cohort of doctors, that would add up to some 8,000 patient visits every year. And the long-term plan is to expand this program to other parts of the state at a bunch of health centers paired with nearby hospitals in St. Johnsbury, Rutland, Springfield, St. Albans, and surrounding communities.
So these doctors provide care while they're finishing their training. Is there a bigger goal here?
There's a lot of research showing wherever doctors do their residency training, they're more likely to stay and practice for their careers, especially in rural areas. So this is really a workforce development program. Nicole Marchetaire, the program administrator, called it an investment.
Because if we don't invest in this now, then what's going to happen in 5 to 10 years for these organizations that then don't have doctors and can't actually provide services to their patients?
Okay, so more doctors training and staying in rural communities, which sounds great. But I gotta wonder, Lexi, is there a catch?
Well, it turns out it's really expensive to train residents. Some estimates put this at about $200,000 a year per student. There is a federal program to help cover most of these costs, and it's championed by one of Vermont's very own senators.
We expanded the Teaching Health Center program, which will enable residents to do their work in primary healthcare facilities rather than just large teaching hospitals.
That's Senator Bernie Sanders in an interview with Harvard School of Public Health last year. But in the first few years, while the program is getting up and running, Dr. Valensky says there would be a big funding gap.
There are a lot of variables at play, but over 4 years, it's basically $1 million a year to get to that point.
Recently, she testified to lawmakers asking for $4 million. She's optimistic the state will cough up at least some of this funding. Then they can start recruiting their first class of residents. Those doctors would arrive next summer, in July of 2026. But that's contingent on state funding. Until there's a finalized budget out of Montpelier, they'll have to wait and see.
You've been hearing from Vermont Public's science and health reporter, Lexi Krupp. Lexi, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.